Common Mode Audio presents Recipes for Survival, read for you by Donna Goldman. Preface, Chapter 1, Toast and Tea Away from Home. The polo fields of Golden Gate Park really showed the signs of serious wear and tear as the first North American WOMAD Festival, Peter Gabriel's World of Music, Art, and Dance, finished up and moved out of town. The road boxes were slammed and clipped shut. Then they were pushed down ramps they made quite a racket on their way to being rolled onto lift gates, then packed into the back of a semi-trailer where the back door lock is dropped into place. Then the driver takes his seat behind the wheel and the semi-cab door closes with a deep thud as a few of us weary warriors pile into a 15-passenger van with book bags slung across our shoulders, and the accountant with his Halliburton briefcase. My newest bestie on the tour and I moved our bags and a few road collectibles from the hotel the next morning to my friend's place in the Oakland Hills, where we would be perfectly situated to get some much-needed rest and relaxation before returning to our respective homes on opposite hemispheres of the globe. Running on some residual steam from the tour, this WOMAD tour is probably one of the largest entourages ever to hit the road, with over 250 people, at least 50 of which did not speak English, 23 or more band buses, multiple stages and workshops, the first real festival to come to North America. My friends gave me the keys to their Toyota, instructions and directions to guarantee our safe travels to the Indian Springs Spa in Calistoga. For the day, driving up through the Napa Valley via the Silverado Trail, so my new Australian friend could see a bit of our wine country, since she's from Adelaide, just north of the McLaren Vale wine region. It was a gorgeous, picturesque morning, the sky a royal blue, with a random cumulus meringue cloud here and there. The landscape showed off as best it could, being its absolute perfect natural self after a summer of perfect weather. Mylar streamers flapped on gnarly grapevines in deliberate rows following the foothills of the Silverado Trail. The idea of wine tasting was certainly alluring, but we were so burnt out from the tour. Getting to that spa was all that was on our dance card and the beacon in our minds. Swaddled in oversized terry cloth robes, we were led around by the hand the better part of the day, as we were gently shuffled from various treatment rooms, where we had full-body massages before sinking into tubs of the famous volcanic ash mud baths, really warm rain showers, and or a bath, steam, and swims in mineral-rich pools. Lounging around the side of the pool, we refreshed ourselves with glasses of citrus, cucumber, and mint water, which was about all I could keep down or wished to ingest at this point. After brainstorming the better part of the following day about our personal projects, we drove Deb to the airport for her return down under. The next thing I remember is waking up to a growling stomach not long before dawn would break. I laid awake, face down, staked out in the middle of my friend's living room in a makeshift bed that's been made for me countless times in the past, from a remnant piece of soundproofing foam, a contour sheet over that, and a sleeping bag as a comforter since the zipper is broken. It was a Monday morning. The day's schedule was being sorted out in hushed whispers that drifted through the house from the kitchen, which in time grew as loud enough as a decibel as a regular conversation. Since I played a part in why my friend's routine is going askew, I accepted my signal to concede and rose to the occasion, so to speak. I emerged from my warm cocoon to get my marching orders, since I would be the keeper of the keys. I learned to lock up and alarm the house faster than nobody's business. Got it. 6:30, I'll be at your office. With their briefcases and book bags readied, my friends were out the door. I walked like a sun-soaked hermit crab back to my safe haven in the living room. It was this morning in San Francisco that I had a mighty and significant realization, my aha moment, if you will. When you're on the road, your every whim is catered to, round the clock. Catering being the operative word. What struck me this morning as I savored two scavenged slices of whole wheat toast and a steamy cup of tea on my friend's sun deck on a crystal clear fall morning in the Oakland Hills was that the energy or life force one brings to or transfers to food prepared for oneself is so vital to one's holistic makeup. Energy, direction, and focus are missing when you don't prepare food for yourself. One can become sloth-like eating only prepared food. I experienced it. Once the coast was clear, meaning my friends had gone off to work and my hunger pangs had gotten the better of me, I made a beeline to the kitchen. It was a glistening fall morning. Tiny rainbows ricocheted onto surfaces you would never expect to find a rainbow on, thanks to numerous crystal objects hanging in a huge picture window. Sure, I could get into making an eggs and potato something, but it was the furthest thing from my mind. A bowl of cereal is a simple excuse for sustenance when you're as burnt out and starving as I am, but no way. As I was coming to, so to speak, I remembered that special treat that awaited me here, my San Francisco treat. I wanted one thing and one thing only. Toast with organic spun honey coupled with a steaming cup of English breakfast tea. It's funny. Toast is the first thing I think of having when I sleep over a friend's house, but never once did it cross my mind when I was on the road, faced with rows of steaming, chafing dishes of eggs, potatoes, and hot cereals. I've always ignored breakfast meats. I noticed a pattern. More often than not, when I'm away from home, I find mornings at a friend's place as though I've woken into the middle of a maelstrom. Children run hither and thither, unhappy with their soggy cereal. My friends are grabbing for food as they run off to meetings and appointments. Then a cleaning lady or a nanny comes along, who's also looking to suffice a breakfast appetite. When caught up in this whirlpool of activity, I become like an apparition, gliding around, drifting around, with very few words, imposing little on the space I'm in. So, it's toast for me. As a matter of fact, I boldly go for two slices of toast. No matter what I may choose to top my toast with, it's going to be far cheaper than a bowl of cereal these days. Another great thing about toast is that it requires very little hardware, if any. Except, of course, a butter knife, and that's probably lying around because someone else has used it earlier in the morning. And clean up, it's nothing. Oftentimes, I don't even dirty a plate because I wrap the toast in a paper towel or a napkin, sweep the crumbs into my palm, and bolt from the kitchen mix. Between my own two hands and a paper towel, I've got an eating surface and utensil all at hand. Maybe there's a pun intended there. Talk about the perfect utilitarian dish. Anyway, let's get back here now. Be here now. First things first, I emptied and filled the kettle with cold water and got that on the back burner. Next, I was headlong into the fridge looking for that leavened loaf. You'd think the toast I'd be driven to write about would be some high-quality raisin nut loaf or sourdough, but no. The toast I'm on about here and have a perfect sense memory for happens to be two leftover heels of an Arnold's whole wheat sandwich loaf. I found the bread squished and wound up in the plastic wrap that once sheltered the whole loaf on the bottom shelf atop the vegetable crispers along the interior wall of the refrigerator. I must have looked a bit like Charlie Bucket of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when he peeled back the candy bar wrapper only to reveal the hidden golden ticket. Similarly, I unraveled this rolled-up mess of plastic wrap to joyfully find two heels of a neglected loaf. My findings were a bit stale on the edges, but I couldn't have been happier to find them. I plugged the toaster in and sponged away the crumbs left behind by my friend's rushed and routine morning. Being somewhat more mindful than I would give myself credit for, I checked the adjustment for the toastness that I desired. Irregardless of how exhausted I was that morning, I noticed that once the water was boiling, a clarity and sense of calmness came over me. It's in between the okra and the sepia tone, not the chestnut color that I desired for my toast. My friend's husband, he likes his toast on the darker side. I'll have to remember to put the gauge back to where it was before my adjustment. I placed my precious find into the toaster. Lever down. Now, with a bit more energy in my step, I was ready to tackle the walk-in pantry closet to hunt down some tea. Fumbling through boxes of every imaginable kind of tea under the sun, they sit on a shelf, piled on top of, next to, and cantilevered off of one another, not unlike a child's tower of building blocks. Not a virgin box of tea in this place. Every box had been opened. The thick wax paper that lined the majority of these boxes is crumbled so that the tops of these boxes, they'll never close properly again. All these choices, and all I wanted to get my hands on was that red box of English breakfast tea. The pop. My toast is done. Ah, that warm, comforting, sweet smell. Just the little waft filled my lungs with a hint of that overwhelming, delightful smell when a homemade loaf of bread is lifted from an oven. I'm living large this morning. I'm going to have my toast on a plate, and I'm going to indulge in a variety of toppings. Since I had so many options with which to top my toast, I cut the two heels in half. I dressed the first quarter slice with very soft organic butter. It had been left out all morning. On top of this comes the topping of all toppings, my San Francisco treat, raw spun honey. The fact that I had access to as huge a jar of this as I do could get downright dangerous. For my second slice of toast, I did not bastardize or deter from the swabbing of the spun honey with anything. Dry toast and spun honey. The next slice I made up was with room-warmed organic butter and a dusting of cinnamon and a little squinch of raw sugar. Last but not least, the funkiest curled-up brown piece of naked toast I delicately slathered with a thin layer of the softened butter, some spun honey, a sprinkling of cinnamon, then a streak of peanut butter right through that. Picking out a mug is similar to what it takes to getting a tea bag in this house. The mug cabinet is chock full of various drinking vessels in an array of material shapes and sizes. I'm extremely partial to a mug I've been drinking out of since these friends of mine lived in New York City. The mug, or vessel that I use, is very weighty, hand-blown model, without a handle, glazed with brush strokes, speckled brown and blue. Looking something like an abstract Rothko, I took my plate of toast slices out to the sun deck on that crystalline September morning. Wrapped in a blanket, I settled into a big bamboo bowl-shaped chair, cross-legged, with my sunglasses on, nothing to read, and only the clouds to capture my attention. My steaming mug of English breakfast tea, with just the right touch of milk, sits arm distance away, just to my right on the sun deck. A bit of condensation had formed under the pieces of toast, but I couldn't care less. This break fast tasted more delicious to me than anything I could remember. I savored each of these toast slices, biting from slice one and then slice three, and then the second slice alone, a sip of tea. This went on for quite some time, as you can well imagine. Sure, I could have had toast with honey and tea on the road, but no toast would have ever tasted like this toast. It's the energy and life force that you bring to the preparation of the food that makes the food taste so completely differently from food that's prepared and served to you. From leftover neglected scraps, with a little love and attention, I had myself a delightful delicacy. This is what Recipes for Survival is all about. Cheers. There's another toast for you.